Welcome to the Envisions podcast, the very final of our, series of podcasts. It's been a few days since the end of our 20-day adventure, but we haven't really had time to sit still. I mean, unless sleeping counts. So I'm here sitting at my dining room table, and all of the boxes are slightly unpacked, but they're still kind of gathered around us, and all of the chaos is slowly settling in dust, and the bubble is slowly opening. And I'm here with my kids. Say hi, kids.
Hi.
Kids. Hi.
And we thought maybe we would just bring this home, since this is where it started, around the table over a cup of tea about 2 years ago. This crazy idea that I had, that I hoped that everyone would be interested in. And my family has been the most supportive rock behind all of these adventures that I try and take. Teresa and Xavier, you guys had a chance to come out on trail and do a little bit of crewing, but also a little bit of guiding. What was that like? We'll start with you, Xavier. What was that like?
Well, being on the trail, it was so hard for me. I can't imagine Mom doing all of those rocks and roots and stuff. But it's so long and so far, and I couldn't imagine anybody else doing it.
You mean to say that you could have imagined me doing it?
Yes.
Am I crazy enough for this kind of thing, Therese?
Crazy enough.
Crazy enough. What kind of crazy does it take to do this kind of thing, Isaac?
Really, really crazy.
That's right. It's the kind of crazy that stays up all night and runs around the block 10 million times. You remember that, Therese?
Yep. That was crazy.
Yeah. My only training for my first ultra was to stay up all night and run around the block. What was it like crewing? You guys got to see me when I came out of the woods. Was that sort of weird just to see me once in a while with the guides? Do you guys have anything to say about that?
It was weird because I've never done it before. And there's only 5 minutes where you come out and then get everything ready and then go again. And you don't even have much of a break. So it's like, how can you do that?
Well, you guys had everything ready, set up to go, and Dawn was certainly on top of it all. But you remember when I came out after the major ankle sprain on day 18, I guess it was, and you guys were just on the ball. Therese was there with ice, and Xavier, you were there with the tape, and we were just, you know, getting it out there, getting it done. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Were you worried about me?
It looked like the sprain hurt.
But we got it done. You guys drove past me a few kilometers later. What were we doing?
We were yelling, Bruce Trail Shuffle!
And I think we actually had managed to run at that time, even though things were a little weird. So, Isaac, you only got to come out at the very end for the 5K. What was the trail like in that last 5K?
Lots of rocks and roots and trees and stuff.
Did we have any hills to climb?
Lots of them.
Except, Teresa and Xavier, we know there's no such thing as hills, right?
No such thing as hills.
They're only inverted downhills.
Inverted downhills. So, overall, did you guys think this was a big adventure?
Totally.
Very big.
Totally.
And do you think you learned anything from this whole 20-day thing?
That you're crazy.
That if you set your mind on something and never give up and just keep trying, you'll eventually get there no matter what.
And what about you, Isaac? What's your biggest takeaway?
Rock, root, tree, snake, bear.
There's no such thing as bears. All right, well, I just want to say a massive thank you for all of those people who came out to guide run, all of the people who came out to crew. You guys were amazing. Hats off to Don, my crew captain, who kept us all together and fed us all every day. Kept us entertained and tolerated how badly I smelt at the end of every day, too. And also to everyone who sponsored, helped out with some product or funds or donated a little bit, even if it was their time, anything, passed on the message, helped spread the story. The idea that, you know, everyone is out there trying and doing the best they can and never, ever to accept a limitation for, you know, reality, just to create your own reality. I think that's the most important takeaway. And, you know, also for the support system behind the scenes, my family, I couldn't imagine doing any of this without them. So thank you so much, everyone. And hopefully in the last 20 days, you guys have all set yourself a goal and you're writing it down and making it public and making it known. And we'd love to hear your progress on it. So hopefully we'll have a nice blog post come out soon with a few more details And if you have anything to share about what your time was like with us on the trail, please let us know that too. In the meantime, I hope everyone stays well and healthy and finds their brave pants every day. Say goodbye, kids.
Goodbye.